Hello, America. Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to discuss today how nations, particularly nations of an empire status, how they fall. What's the typical domino effect, the progression it goes through, the offshoots? And we'll see if there is a lesson to be learned by us and another nation of prominence on this planet. You know who I am. You know what we do here. We're really glad to be with you. We are brought to you by a tremendous sponsor, Ageless Multi-Collagen. It's from BioTrust. They research the heck out of their products and they publish the research. Now, I got to tell you, collagen's important because when you lose it and you've lost half of it by the time you're middle age, you start to wrinkle more, your hair falls out. Yeah, you get the saggy skin, lack of elasticity, your joints hurt. Yeah, and just a whole cavalcade of things. Basically, your youth is being ripped away. Want to restore it? Well, most of these products don't work. This one does. In fact, it comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you can be assured it works. You risk nothing. So you go to healthwithdave.com, and also they're going to give a 51% discount. That's healthwithdave.com. And don't forget about that 51% discount. Hey, it's a great product. Healthwithdave.com. All right, let's go through the progression. I made a couple of notes here I'm going to refer to. Unwise government spending. Overspending. Can be from a war and more debts that come due, can be done with economic imperialism, like the Belt and Road Project in China. It can be any number of things, but basically, government demands that the banks print more money than they should. And they're not on a gold standard, so there's nothing to hold them in check, and inflation starts to creep in. This is what's happened in our country. $37 trillion in debt. We're in big trouble. So then what happens is inflation sets in, rears its ugly head. And pretty soon, consumers can't keep up. So now you look at this starts in the real estate and the retail sector. Let's start with the retail sector. In the retail sector, corporations, banks, all with branches, start to fold up because the consumers aren't spending the money because they don't have it. Discretionary spending starts to go out the window. So you feel the hit in the retail sector first. Then it comes to real estate. Inflation drives the price of a home up, but when wages don't keep up, people can't afford the real estate. Now, the banks have a choice. They can deny loans, which they should do, or they can say, well, we need these real estate loans, at least on paper, to our shareholders to appear we're making money. And so, what do? They go for it. And I remember when we had a home built in Northern Maricopa County in a rural area. And we're closing the deal. And I had two jobs at the time. I was towards the end of my high school teaching career, and I was also teaching in a college. And I was just become a college basketball coach. So I really had three streams of income. They only had the one. And I said, do you want the other two? I brought the paperwork here, brought the tax returns. Oh, no, we're fine. We're fine. My wife and I looked at each other. They're not even verifying our income. What the heck? I almost pulled out of the deal right there because I said, how do you know that we're solvent? And you're not going to be picking up the mortgage in a year. She goes, oh, it's okay. She said, it's a hot market. If we have to close foreclose on someone, we'll just sell it at a higher price. That's Russian roulette. And that's part of what led to that economic crash in 2009, and also again 2015 with real estate. So these sectors are interconnected. Okay, so as the people pull back and they lose trust in the government starts to impose things. And I'll give you an example. Let's go back to 2010, the Dodd-Frank law. You hear me talk about that when I advertise for Noble Gold. The banks, so they can be assured that people can't do a run on the bank or not much of a run, they can just shut the bank down and keep all the money. Or they can say, well, I know you had 100,000, but we've had some trouble. It's now worth 40. That's what they did in Cyprus. So the banks get into big trouble this way. So let's see, we've had retail affected. Now, what does that lead to? Unemployment. And the banks begin to lay off. And there's a domino effect. Once this momentum starts, there's no pulling out of it. The guardrails have already been removed. The gold standard is the guardrail. For the United States, for many years, it was the fact that a dollar was the world reserve currency. If you wanted to buy oil and you were in France, you had to come through us, buy our dollar, and then go to the Middle East and buy oil. That's almost a dinosaur now. Our dollar is a fiat currency. And by the way, how long do fiat currencies last? No more than 70 years. That's what history teaches us. So our dollar is going to implode. Our banks are going to crash. The real estate sector is already in chaos. The retail sector is in chaos. But we're just at the beginning. It's not severe yet. And Trump has made an inroad on inflation, which can cause some of these other factors to go backwards. Oh, unless you're Jerome Powell and keep the interest rate the same. Then it offsets a lot of the advantage that Trump has gained economically. But every one of these elements is in a severe status in China. Do you know that they're saying in Shanghai that 15 out of the 20 million people have left the city? I have seen the videos, and now you can go to Decode China. I can't put those videos on here or show clips of them because they have. Made them exclusive, so much for fair use. But anyway, the military is occupying Beijing and Shanghai now. It's estimated you have employment with the youth at 40%. The Chinese people I'm talking to say, Dave, it's about 60%. This is huge. There's no coming back from this. The Chinese are preparing for a revolution. They have media on the street right now. I saw this today. And they're going up to random people, and this is state-owned media. Well, if we got into trouble and had to go to war, would you encourage your grandson or your son to go and fight for China? Does that tell you what's coming? The only question is China going to have a civil war before they go to war? Or are they just going to go to war, stimulate the economy artificially for a few years that way, stave off the inevitable depression, and go to war that I think they're going to go to war. Where are they going to go to war at? Taiwan. Well, Dave, you said they've moved the chip factories to the United States in what you called the broken nest. You wouldn't buy an egg from a broken nest. So remove the chip factories, the main economic goal of the Chinese when they capture Taiwan. Doesn't matter. They just need a war. You see why I published what I did in an earlier segment today? China is in a full-fledged depression. We are approaching that. We're not there yet. Trump has made good inroads, but the Federal Reserve is sabotaging his efforts. Thought you had a right to know. I'm Dave Hodges. This is The Common Sense Show. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. Make sure you sign up for our TV show at thecommonsenseshow.tv. Look for the Hip series. Pretty cool stuff. What is that you say? Oh, ancient mysteries, mysteries of the mind, repressed history, hidden technology. Say, well, that kind of sounds like Coast to Coast under our belt. About a 30% overlap. It's a lot of fun. Check it out, thecommonsenseshow.tv. Hey, we're brought to you by Ageless Multi-Collagen from BioTrust, and they research everything. This works. Collagen replacement is not very reliable. This is. In fact, they give a 60-day money-back guarantee. Now, why is collagen important? Because it's the elixir of youth. Sore joints, muscles aren't elastic, wrinkles, fine lines, hair falling out, joint stiffness. Replace it with collagen, which you've lost over half by the time you're middle age. It all comes back. But not very many of them work. This does. Scientifically proven, five types of collagen blended into one, and it brings back your levels of collagen. And as I said, they guarantee the results with a 60-day money-back guarantee. And to get you jump started, 51% off, go to healthwithdave.com. That's healthwithdave.com. All right, let's take a look at the Federal Reserve that needs to be abolished. I've had it with Jerome Powell. He's a closet communist, he's a member of the Democratic Party, and he's fulfilling their agenda. He is deliberately sabotaging Trump's recovery program. Oh, what's he doing? He's keeping interest rates at the same level, even though inflation has gone down by 1.5% under Trump. He's just getting started. When energy production ramps up, Katie bar the door, inflation's going to go bottom out. But not according to him. He goes, oh, there's the tariff thing. The tariff thing is going to be inflationary. Well, the tariff thing's been on the table for a while, and it's a leverage tool, and it's working. And under the tariff thing, Jerome Powell, inflation, as I mentioned, has dropped by 1.5%. This is sabotage. Hey, when Obama did tariffs, the Fed didn't do this. When Clinton did tariffs, the Fed didn't do this. Just Donald Trump, they want to sabotage the presidency and attempt to try to regain power, and the Fed is part of it. Now, let's go back into history for a second, because my desire to abolish the Fed is constitutional and historically accurate. The Constitution clearly says Congress shall have the power to coin money, shall, not maybe, not give it away to the Fed in a phony baloney vote in 1913 with those creatures from Jekyll Island. If you know your history, you know what I'm talking about. It's unconstitutional, it's illegal. And you want a reason to get rid of them? Let's go back in history. In 1812, you got a dollar, worth a dollar. Go forward to 1913 before the Jekyll Island creatures took over our banking. A dollar was still worth a dollar, held its value. Now, we went gold standard most of that time. We tried silver in the 90s, it was a disaster. We had a depression, got out of it. But the dollar held its value over a century. Now, from 1913 to 2025, the dollar in 1913 is now worth about 2 and 3/4 cents. You heard me. Who is making money on that 97 cents on the dollar? The Fed. Usury fees, fractional reserve banking, all this nonsense they get to do. They need to be abolished. And do you wonder why they never teach our kids financial literacy? You ever wondered that? They want stoops, first of all, to pile up credit so the endless supply of money paid with interest never pay off the balance. But the real reason they don't teach it is they don't want you to see the nonsense they're up to. It's simple. It's simple. If people understood how this money system worked, they'd be chasing the bankers down the street and handing them a pink slip when they caught up to them. Thought I was going to say something inappropriate, didn't you? No, I don't do that. I'm a Christian. I believe in nonviolence, except in self-defense. But with the Federal Reserve, jail time's appropriate. But let me give you an example of one thing they do. They do this, they allow the banks to do this. You put a dollar in a Federal Reserve bank with a Federal Reserve note. They've granted themselves the self-permission to loan out $9 for every dollar. I'm not okay with that. That causes inflation. Inflation is a permanent fixture in our economy because of usury fees that the Fed charges to print the money. And it's actually the Secret Service that prints the money, but they don't get billed. They don't bill. Nope. And the other way is fractional reserve banking. Can you believe this? And they try to eliminate all financial competition, gold, silver, crypto. It's time the Fed went away. Do you not agree? I think we may get a campaign issue in the 2026 midterm elections. Tell me what you think in the comment section. And are you willing to share this with other Americans? You're getting ripped off, people. They create the inflation. I'll give you the example. You have $100,000 in the bank today. In 2031, at present rates, it'll be worth $50,000. Where does the inflation go? All the extra money that they get the government to print, because they're not on any standard like a gold standard, and the fractional reserve banking. It's time to say no. This is financial crookedness. It's game playing. Listen, for 1913, it was pretty darn smart, but it was wholly unconstitutional. Congress is not permitted to give away a congressional power to a private entity. You know, the Fed's private. See, this is another thing. I want to hit this before I go. I was teaching a class one time in my young high school career in economics, and I said the Fed was not part of the government. I said it's a quasi-federal agency. Oh, some parent went nuts. And I said, show me the charter. I got an apology. They are private and they operate with federal mandates. These private group of bankers that are profiting off this system at your expense are sabotaging the Trump agenda. Leading the way is Jerome Powell. And who was before her? Do you remember the Treasury Secretary? Little lady, right? Bowl haircut. Nothing wrong with that. But do you remember Janet Yellen? Do you remember her? She was the head of the Fed before Powell. And what did she want to do when she was Treasury Secretary to Biden? She wanted to tax income, unrealized income. So you buy a house for $200,000. You're in a hot market 10 years later, it's worth $300,000. That doesn't benefit you. People, oh, good, our house is worth more. And that's bad because as property values goes up, what else goes up? Oh, yeah, that would be property taxes. She wanted to tax at a 40% rate. That 100,000, as if that's somehow income that's benefiting you. She was former chairperson of the Fed. Isn't it time we got rid of them? Isn't it time we go back to the Constitution? Congress shall coin money. End of story. Oh, no, it's not. I have one more thing. Sound like a late night info commercial here, but it's true. One more thing. How do you get to be the head of the Fed? The president does not appoint you directly. The Fed gives the president five names, and he's only allowed to choose from that list of five names. But wait a minute, he's the president. He can appoint, right? Secretary of Defense, Secretary of Treasury, Homeland Security Secretary. He can do all that, but he can't go out and find his own head of the Fed. By what law, by what constitutional precept can the Fed dictate to a president what his choices are for the head of the Fed? But it happens. Trump should fire him immediately and exercise his constitutional power to appoint the Fed. They'll go, well, they're not in the Constitution. Exactly. Supreme Court case. Get rid of them. We need to start making noise. Please share this far and wide. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. Hello, America, and to our friends around the world. Welcome to the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Wow, are we living in volatile times? Kind of reminds me of the biblical phrase, wars and rumor of wars. Well, we're going to get into a war that went on in the White House, and the Democrats are beginning to throw each other under the bus. Prosecutions may be coming. We're going to tell you all about it right here on the Common Sense Show. Make sure you sign up for our TV show, thecommonsenseshow.tv. Our most popular series now, the articles are popular. Hey, the interviews are really popular. And the geopolitics are popular, but the most popular thing we're doing is hiding in plain sight. Hips, for short. People say, Dave, it's kind of a, not a remake, but it reminds me of the old Art Bell shows in the 90s. Yeah, we cover a lot of those topics with modern upgrades, and we go down paths that Art didn't because we're different, but people love the show. Check it out. TheCommonSenseShow.tv. TV is where you want to be. Hey, we, I have a martial arts background. I'm not active anymore. I probably couldn't fight my way out of a wet paper bag. That's not really why I did it. I love the athleticism that came with it, and I felt it helped me in other sports, which it did. And one of my heroes when I was growing up, as a kid, sorry, Chuck, but as a kid, one of my heroes was Chuck Norris. What a great kickboxer. And I used to stretch hours on end to do the kind of kicks he was doing. Wow, he was a master. But anyway, I stumbled across this video the other day, and it was from Chuck Norris. He's in his 80s. He looks like he's maybe in his 50s. It was pretty shocking because he had some pretty cool tips in there about what he's doing, including three foods he avoids like the plague. And I thought, okay, he has my attention because look at him, and I know his background. First, I was skeptical, and he explained all things he was doing, and it was really simple. Then I tried some of them, and they were so easy, I'm even feeling pretty good myself. Maybe it's my own fountain of youth here. And at first, I thought, okay, I don't know what to do with this info. And then they approached me and said, Dave, would you like to tell the public about it? I said, sure. Since what happened to Chuck and somewhat has happened to me, okay, it can happen for you. I want you to watch a video that he made and you decide for yourself, is this what you need? Could this unlock that youthful gene waiting to get out to reverse things? Well, the video can be found at chuckdefense.com/Dave. That's chuckdefense.com/Dave. And to make it even easier, I link the video in the description box if you're seeing us on social media. So check it out, chuckdefense.com/Dave. Tell you, this is one guy. If you're in a street fight, you want him on your side. All right, let's talk about the auto pen, the auto pen scandal. This has now gotten serious. Congressional investigations. Soon to be subpoenas if people of interest do not voluntarily show up upon request to answer questions from Comer and colleagues. And it's about damn time. This is elderly abuse, in my opinion, what went on with Joe Biden. My wife said, oh, very early on into Biden's administration, she said, If you're ever like that, honey, I'm pulling the plug. Did Jill Biden do that? No. And by the way, she's mentioned as a person of interest. They haven't called her to testify yet, but they said she and Hunter and David Hogg are the next DNC guy. Yeah. They're the next three up after the principals. Hogg got caught on tape and he kind of got duped. And you probably could figure out who did it. And he was, oh man, what an interview. He kind of threw Nancy Pelosi under the bus, thinking this was a private encounter. And he said, she's really good at what she does, but the insider training, it's so corrupt. She has inside knowledge. She's richer than anything, and she shouldn't be doing that. The corruption is everywhere, but I have to mind my own business and move on because we've got goals to achieve. He's acknowledging the swamp and its corruption and how it permeates Congress, particularly in the Democratic Party. But more importantly, he got into the elderly abuse. He talked about Jill Biden's chief of staff, who is going to be subpoenaed if he doesn't show up, and how he was making decisions like the Wizard of Oz behind the curtain. And that Joe Biden was doing a lot of what he told him. He said, I was there. I've seen this firsthand. Uh-oh, I think David Hogg is going to get subpoenaed as well. And I'm going to tell you what you got here, if this is all true, it's elderly abuse. Stressing this man, I mean, being president's hard enough. I mean, it would challenge any one of us with the hours you got to keep, the travel you got to, eating on the run, still trying to find time to work out and stay in shape. It's really a demanding job. And it's not a job for someone who's cognitively impaired to the level that we know that Joe Biden was for his entire term. That this didn't come on, oh, suddenly it caught me off guard. He used to be sharp as a tack, and a week later, it doesn't work that way. It never works that way. And you couldn't find a reputable doctor, maybe except for Joe Biden's doctor, who's going to be questioned too. You're not going to find anyone that says that that's the way that it went down. It's so horrible. I'm glad I have a wife that loves me enough that would say, if you're ever in that position, I'd pull the plug. And I hope that she would for my own good. So, one, we got elderly abuse, but another thing we've got is a possible crime, and it's the circumvention of the 25th Amendment, the disability clause, where the president can't continue. And so, therefore, the information is conveyed to the cabinet. A decision is made to remove the president based on inability to serve, either physically, mentally, or because of some crime, and it's disability. And Joe Biden was disabled. And listen, my heart goes out to the man on that. I don't wish what he has on anybody. And I pray that's not the way that I go. We don't get to choose that, but I think that would be my worst nightmare. And so I have great sympathy for Joe Biden. I don't admire the man at all. In his sane days, I didn't admire the man. Never have, never respected him. I don't think he's a very nice person. I think he's a terrible representative of the country. But in his end days, no human being should be suffering that way. And the people around him took advantage of it. They concealed it. They circumvented the 25th Amendment, and for that, they could be prosecuted. Is there also fraud? Yes. And Comer's people are actually talking treason. I think that's going to be a stretch to get it to that point. But the way that the Democrats appear to be turning on each other, yeah, this is going to be really interesting. And I will tell you, I don't think it'll be very far into the investigation until Pam Bondi shows up with the DOJ. And the FBI starts securing information, it's going to get ugly. This is not going to go away. I have been really impatient with President Trump. I understand why he's doing it, but the perp walks that I think are obvious are not happening. And I think he has to avoid the major controversies until the big, beautiful bill is through. And then I think all you know what is going to break loose. And I think this is going to be part of the breaking loose phase. This is, in my humble opinion, and many other historians who look at this, They and myself are calling this the greatest potential scandal in American history, and we need to right it. It's wrong. It's terribly wrong. And the people who perpetrated it, if they're found guilty, no clemency, no pardons. Same justice that you and I would get. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. We'll see you back here again next time. Hello, America, and to our friends around the world, welcome to the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. And I have to be honest with you, I can't keep up with all these stories. I could do 20 of these and not scratch the surface today. Unfortunately, we are bound in this dimensional reality by the clock. So we've had to narrow it down. And I'm starting to take a strong look, and I'm looking at it through the lens of Congress. What are they looking at? And then I'm looking at it the lens through investigative reporters and Chinese dissidents, three groups that I'm looking at, and they're pretty much all saying the same thing. Who's funding the insurrection? And these aren't protests, people. Protests can include extreme things like hunger strikes, job strikes. You can go and parade in front of a public official's home in most localities. Can't Supreme Court unless Merrick Garland's the attorney general. That's illegal under federal law. But anything else pretty much goes. But the minute you block traffic and you endanger people and make them feel unsafe, the minute you throw rocks and bricks, that's aggravated attempted manslaughter. Anytime you do these things, that's no longer a protest. That's an insurrection. And I find it interesting, too, that when we take a look at the arguments that anyone who wants to come here in this country can stay here in this country, and we're obligated to provide them with housing. Yeah, that's what the Boston mayor said last week. I don't think most Americans, even Democrats, agree with that. But even that viewpoint, it incorporates mostly people from Central and South America. Now, I know we have Haitians and Cubans and Chinese. We'll get to the Chinese later. That's a major security threat, as we're finding out. But I wanted to look at who's funding these people. Now, what's interesting in these protests, it's to me very interesting in these protests that the protesters aren't from the same ethnicity as most of the people who are affected by the ICE raids. They're white liberals. And a lot of them, by their behavior, they're unhinged. It's amazing the disconnect that I'm seeing here. We're going to get into part one of who's funding, what's going on. And Angelina Paulina Luna, Representative Luna, she has said, we have subpoenaed some people, and if they don't show up, we're going to arrest them and make them testify. They're looking at this criminally. Congress has taken it seriously. We should too. Chinese dissidents have been telling some of this stuff for months now that this was coming since Trump came into office. And I want to tip of the cap to Decode China and a couple of the other sites. I think put together mostly by Chinese refugees who escaped the CCP. You guys have been right on the money. I wanted to congratulate you. We are brought to you by My Digital Money. Bitcoin is all the rage right now. And they say, well, I missed my chance. I should have bought in when it was 60,000. Yeah, you could have. And you'd be really well off today because now it's at 111,000. But it ain't stopping there. People are saying it's going to go in the next 5 years, minimum 300,000 to 1.5 million. There are going to be a lot of millionaires created from Bitcoin, crypto, and so forth. And My Digital Money is leading the way. Also, too, don't trust your bank. You shouldn't trust your bank. I don't trust the bank, and I keep as little in savings and checking as possible. I just want to maintain because, first of all, you lose money by keeping your money in the bank. Even if they couldn't steal it from you under the Dodd-Frank law, which they can, I don't like to feed the banks. There's better places to make money. Crypto is one of them. You can also get a crypto IRA. Convert your existing retirement to a crypto IRA. Sounds like a good deal. You own it, they can't touch it, and it's backed by something tangible, unlike the fiat currency that's in the bank that's backed by virtually nothing. You want to know more? You want to be part of this revolution? Go to mydigitalmoney.com. Mydigitalmoney.com. All right, who's funding? Part one. I'm going to read directly from my notes because I want to make sure I get it right. Mispronounced, don't want to get sued. Okay, here we go. Chirla, Chirla. Center for Human Rights. Care to guess where they get their money? Tens of millions. From the California taxpayer. Care to guess where some of the other money comes from? The CCP. I'm going to cover that in a part two, because that's going to bring in a prominent American. Man, oh man, oh man, oh man. Okay, all right. Let's take a look at Chirla, and then there's also CCP footprints all over this. Let me bring in the CCP here a little bit. I'll cover them in more detail. But there's a man, he's an American. His name is Neville Roy Singham, and his wife, who wrote a book, China is Not Our Enemy. Well, I don't know about who our is, lady, but when you live in Shanghai and you're a member of the CCP, it's no longer our. I don't identify, nor do I want to be identified with the CCP in any way, shape, or form. All I got to say, Falun Gong, the Uyghurs, anyone who would disagree with the government, political opportunists who are in the way, we know what happens to these people. It's been well covered. We've done shows on it with people from China. This group also funded anti-Semitic riots on Ivy League campuses against Jewish people. I just shake my head at that part. I'm just thinking, did any of you guys ever read a history book pre-World War II? Anybody read that? See what's going on? It's amazing. A nation who's thrown off slavery. Most despicable act ever in this country's history. But people who've thrown that off would embrace this? I just shake my head at this. All right. Now, this Roy, Neville Roy Singham, he comes into play prominently for a group called the Party for Socialism and Liberation. Well, right there, his title separates me from him politically. And I'm probably thinking, he's probably not a real nice man because he aligns with the CCP, as I said. He and his wife, they funded the face shields and the riot materials through this group with CCP money. Listen, I'm not going to argue about this because this is what Congress is alleging. And they're demanding he show up for a hearing or they're going to go get him. I don't know if he's fled to China. I know he lives in Shanghai, and I don't know his whereabouts, and I don't know how they hope to extradite him to get him here because China sure as heck won't honor the extradition agreement. Neville Roy Singham, the latest riot kit has been going out. Is include hammers and knives and frozen water bottles. Those are all lethal. This is what's led a Florida County sheriff to say, if you use these on anybody, we'll be notifying your next of kin where they can claim your remains. That's a quote. And I think it's appropriate because these are lethal devices. I don't know why they're just handing out guns. It's absolutely amazing here, but especially in LA and Atlanta, this group has its fingerprints all over this. And I'm glad to see, listen, I love Representative Luna. I just think she's courageous. She speaks her mind. She doesn't care what people think. And she's saying, we're going to hold the funders to account. And I like too that FBI Director Patel and Attorney General Pam Bondi have said, we're going to find out the people that are funding these illegal activities and we're going to go after them. And I'll tell you, I think Mr. Singham will be, and his wife will be seeking permanent refuge in China. Not the nice place to be right now. The Chinese are really going through some stuff, and I got more details on that today that we're going to cover later in the day about how bad it's getting in China. We've covered a lot of things with the banks, Xi Jinping having power taken away from him, the rise of Wen Yang. We're going to go through that. We're also going to go through later in the day, yet to come, Chinese infiltration with espionage and agro-terrorism. And it's terrorism also that comes to your doorstep. What the mainstream media didn't tell you, and I had to go research this. This is from university documents. That agro-terrorism, that ends up in products on the shelf. It stays active for years. And it can cause liver damage. Oh, we're going to go through all this. This is really, really bad. This is terrorism against the people of the United States, the same as fentanyl. And the fact that we let fentanyl kill a quarter of a million people with fentanyl that went to the cartel from China and to here, and we let that go unpunished. No more. We need to put an end to all that. We'll get into that in a later broadcast. I'm Dave Hodges. Check out our newsletter, thecommonsenseshow.com. 50,000 people plus belong to this newsletter because it's one-stop shopping. You don't have to keep coming back for the multiple entries we do each day. All you got to do, and by the way, the newsletter is free. Go to thecommonsenseshow.com, click on the newsletter link, put in your email address. We don't sell your data, and you'll get the email every single day. People depend on it now. We had a glitch several months back. You thought I would have committed a heinous crime with the emails I got. People depend on it. You will too. I'll see you back here next time. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. And we've got a serious road we're going to be progressing down, I would imagine, over the next several weeks and months, with regard to Governor Tim Walz and his associations. And they're coming under fire in private investigatory situations. And I guarantee you he has the attention of the Trump White House. He has my attention too. More to the eye than you would believe with Governor Tim Walz. We're going to cover that here today. Now, the man has done nothing wrong. He goes to an investigation. Okay, no harm, no foul. We move on. But our public officials need to be above reproach. And when they are not, they deserve to be investigated. I do not care what their political party, gender, race, ethnicity, national background are. The same rule applies to all of them. And then we'll have a parting comment on the justice system in Minnesota. Yeah, it's pretty sad. We're brought to you by Nanosoma. Nanosoma saved my life and Scotty Sachs, my good friend and colleague in our sovereign radio endeavor, which we are greatly adding to the number of radio stations and online presence we have. And Scotty saw me in March of 2024. And said, Dave, you're in bad shape. Yeah, I had strip lung linings. The pulmonologist said they weren't coming back, caused by RSV. Well, Scotty said, normal dose is five sprays once a day. You can do it every hour in the hour. And I did. Couldn't walk up a flight of stairs. In 2 weeks, I was up the flight of stairs. In 3 months, I was back to normal and proceeding. But on the normality trip, because some of it involved weightlifting and so forth, joint inflammation, bone on bone stuff, this I rubbed on the joints has pluripotent stem cells in it. Today I can do just about anything I want. I did a brutal farmer's walk last night. If you don't know what that is, You carry heavy weights, barely hold them, and walk as long as you can, carrying those weights in both hands. It's called a farmer's walk. Oh, I feel it today in my butt, my quads, my calves, my wrists. It was my wrists they gave out first. I couldn't have done that before. Then when I was done, I did some heavy bag. How many punches can you throw in 30 seconds? The rest do the same thing. Couldn't have done that last year either. This is the ticket. And then, of course, a little vanity. If you're looking better, how about your face looking younger? Wrinkles, fine lines. I use this. You saw the bandage I had on my finger for a couple of weeks. I tried to slice it off. It needed stitches. I don't want to go wait 6 hours to be seen. So I rubbed this on today. Doing fine. These great products are the 3-pack. They're 15% off. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. I have been suspicious of Governor Walz's loyalties since the campaign of 2024. When it surfaced about his close ties to the CCP and his multiple visits to China and who he met with. First of all, he's not designated to do any kind of foreign negotiation. He was a governor. It's a violation of the Logan Act. I thought he should have been prosecuted when this surfaced during the campaign. Met with party officials. He's been paid a lot of money. We can't say anything is illegal or wrong, but the negotiations, what he's talking about, what our state's going to do with you don't get that right. That's federal purview. And China, last time I looked, they were still our enemy, threatening to wipe us off the face of the earth. It's akin to Iran and Israel. And so I became very suspicious. So did Judicial Watch and Tom Fitton. And this is where I think a private organization is doing much better than the DOJ. And Pam Bondi, you need to get off your butt. Maybe you're doing something and not telling us, but you need to do what Judicial Watch is doing. Now, we're supporters of Judicial Watch. They probably don't even know who I am. But we do support them on a monthly basis. We get their newsletter. And I've been following this, and they have filed briefs and motions with various courts to unlock the Walz connection to Communist China and their party officials. We have a right to know. Sorry, when you're in public life, you're subject to this kind of scrutiny, and you should be. Now, he has filed financial disclosure forms, but he has held some things back. And this is what Judicial Watch is suing over. This is what the DOJ should be publicly looking into. Do I need to say any more than fentanyl? Does anyone want to dispute where it came from? I haven't even seen the left try to deny this. So, yes. Judicial Watch is on the right track. Now let's go to the Belter case. More is going to come out about this, I suspect. Belter's wife, Jenny, is, and there's nothing criminal with this, but it shows you this is not your middle class security, will guard your business kind of firm. She's the head of Praetorian Guard, one of the biggest in the world. As a result of this business, husband has been to Eastern Europe and to the Gaza Strip. Uh-oh, bingo. Are there or have there been intelligence connections? You know, your mall cop is not going to the Gaza Strip. Now, you say, what does this have to do with Walz? Let's marry the two events. Jenny, his wife, the assassin's wife, was, and by the way, we're not going to say alleged. I've seen the film, and you probably have seen the film. It's frightening having that kind of mug show up at your door 2 a.m. Anyway, Belter, his wife, was on a commission with Waltz. Okay, by itself, unfortunate choice, but nonetheless not criminal, provably. But enter the assassin. He too was on Waltz's, one of Waltz's commissions, a job commission. I'm not sure what a mall cop working internationally would have to do with job creation in Minnesota. Kind of interesting, isn't it? The tweets about Belter from Waltz and also between each other have now been deleted by Waltz or his staff. What are they hiding? You don't delete something unless you're trying to hide something. And this is where the DOJ should enter. Now, innocent until proven guilty. And it could be no more than a case of just bad judgment, not knowing who you're appointing to the commission. And that literally could happen to anybody. But in this case, there's more to this than meets the eye. And when the wife was pulled over during the manhunt, the 43-hour manhunt, she had a gun, ammunition, and passports. And the media is refusing to release, who claim to see these things, they're refusing to release who the passports belong to. Are you suspicious? We should all be. We should all be. Waltz deserves the suspicion because of prior associations. This needs to be turned inside out and upside down. And really, I've done nothing wrong and I'm in that position. I would welcome the inquiry because it'll show my constituents how trustworthy I am. But there's more to this, I believe, than meets the eye. Things aren't adding up. And you want to talk about some bad police work? Oh my gosh, what bad police work! Guy sitting outside the car. Belter. Cops are called. Female cop goes up to the door and he refuses to answer any questions. He just stares straight ahead. And then she proceeds on to a residence to do a welfare check. They had him right there before he could carry out his murders. If you're sitting outside in your car at 1 a.m. in front of a stranger's house, I think a cop has a right to ask you what you're doing. And she should never have abandoned the scene. And then talk about lack of skill or extraordinary skill. After Belter had gone to Hoffman's house, barged in, shot both of them, and escaped, he's now outside Horseman's home. Cops pull up. He fires on them, shoots his way into the house, and shoots Melissa Horseman, Speaker of the House, and her husband, fatally injuring both of them as he escapes out the back and the police lose him. This whole case stinks to high heaven. And I think a federal investigation needs to come in. That's not biased by Minnesota politics. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show.